their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's beating the drum for sweeping tax reform, speaking in Missouri yesterday and saying the federal tax system imposes a crushing burden on businesses as well as American families. Trump argued the U.S. has lost its competitive edge because of a stifling tax system. He is urging Congress to get right on fixing it when it returns from its summer break. Amazon is now being sued by a couple who claim the eclipse glasses they bought from that huge retailer were defective and gave them eye damage from looking at the eclipse. Mark Mayfield has details.
Corey Payne and Kayla Harris of South Carolina say they bought a three-pack of eclipse glasses on Amazon in early August, assuming the glasses would allow them to safely watch the total solar eclipse on August 21st. The lawsuit filed yesterday says Payne and Harris began to experience headaches and eye watering later that day and had impaired vision in the following days. The couple says they didn't look at the sun without the glasses. Amazon has not commented on the lawsuit. The retailer says on August 10th it began to email customers about a recall of solar eclipse glasses that were potentially hazardous. Payne and Harris say they didn't get the email.
And Americans on average spend more money on taxes than they do for food. And back to a tax story, Americans on average reportedly spend more money on taxes than they do for food and clothing, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics that says in 2016, the average U.S. household spent almost $10,500 on local, state, and federal taxes. I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, 71 degrees. It's clear skies and 20% chance of precipitation. Could have some thunderstorms possible around 3:15. Enjoy the weather for the next 2 days. The weekend is not looking so good. Partly sunny today, patchy fog this morning. Chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be high around 80. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour and chance of rain is 30%. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows are in the upper 40s. Yes, you heard that right, upper 40s. North winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 20%. Mostly sunny and not as warm with highs in the upper 60s tomorrow. North winds around 5 miles an hour. The weekend, mostly cloudy and a chance of rain in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon. Upper 60s, chance of rain 60%. 60% chance of precipitation on Sunday, and it'll be in the mid-70s. On Monday, Labor Day, mostly sunny and highs around 80. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Temperatures in the area, 71 in Raritan, 68 down in Kingwood, 67 in Pattonburg, 68 over in Frenchtown, 67 in Easton, 73 up in Asbury, 73 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Hunterdon.com. Folks from the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse are here. That is the voice of Mary Green, and she is one of the performers at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. We also have Ken Schwartz, director of the plays and the musicals over there. So we're going to talk all about the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse and the backgrounds of these folks and learn about what you can do to enjoy this jewel over there in Hampton. So bring them on in. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm very good. Good morning to you.
Good. It sounds pretty good to have you on the radio, doesn't it?
Thank you, yes.
Pretty good. Ken, it's good to have you. Great to meet you again. How
good
are you?
Good to see you, Chris.
This is awesome. So we talk about the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. I've been affiliated with it through my mom for years, and we've gone and enjoyed it all the time over there. It's unknown to many people in Hunterdon County, so I'm glad you guys came by to chat about it. So let's start a little bit from some introductions. Mary, who are you and how are you affiliated?
I auditioned for the Playhouse in actually 1999 for the original owner, Mr. Jack O'Brien, who unfortunately has passed.
Yep.
And my study was at Boston Conservatory, so this actually...
Their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's beating the drum for sweeping tax reform, speaking in Missouri yesterday and saying the federal tax system imposes a crushing burden on businesses as well as American families. Trump argued the U.S. has lost its competitive edge because of a stifling tax system. He is urging Congress to get right on fixing it when it returns from its summer break. Amazon is now being sued by a couple who claim the Eclipse glasses they bought from that huge retailer were defective and gave them eye damage from looking at the eclipse. Mark Mayfield has details.
Corey Payne and Kayla Harris of South Carolina say they bought a 3-pack of eclipse glasses on Amazon in early August, assuming the glasses would allow them to safely watch the total solar eclipse on August 21st. The lawsuit filed yesterday says Payne and Harris began to experience headaches and eye-watering later that day and had impaired vision in the following days. The couple says they didn't look at the sun without the glasses. Amazon has not commented on the lawsuit. The retailer says on August 10th they began to email customers about a recall of solar eclipse glasses that were potentially hazardous. Payne and Harris say they didn't get the email.
And Americans on average spend more money on taxes than they do for food. And back to a tax story, Americans on average reportedly spend more money on taxes than they do for food and clothing, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics that says in 2016, the average U.S. household spent almost $10,500 on local, state, and federal taxes. I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, 71 degrees. It's clear skies and 20% chance of precipitation. Could have some thunderstorms possible around 3:15. Enjoy the weather for the next 2 days. The weekend is not looking so good. Partly sunny today, patchy fog this morning. Chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be high around 80. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, and chance of rain is 30%. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows are in the upper 40s. Yes, you heard that right, upper 40s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 20%. Mostly sunny and not as warm with highs in the upper 60s tomorrow, north winds around 5 miles an hour. The weekend, mostly cloudy and a chance of rain in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon. Upper 60s, chance of rain 60%. 60% chance of precipitation on Sunday, and it'll be in the mid-70s. On Monday, Labor Day, mostly sunny and highs around 80. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Temperatures in the area, 71 in Raritan, 68 down in Kingwood, 67 in Pattonburg, 68 over in Frenchtown, 67 in Easton, 73 up in Asbury, 73 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Out of a tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Hunterdon.com. Folks from the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse are here. That is the voice of Mary Green, and she is one of the performers at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. We also have Ken Schwartz, director of the plays and the musicals over there. So we're going to talk all about the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse and the backgrounds of these folks and learn about what you can do to enjoy this jewel over there in Hampton. So bring them on in. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm very good. Good morning to you.
Good. It sounds pretty good to have you on the radio, doesn't it?
Thank you, yes.
Pretty good. Ken, it's good to have you. Great to meet you again. How
good
are you?
Good to see you, Chris.
This is awesome. So we talk about the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. I've been affiliated with it through my mom for years, and we've gone and enjoyed it all the time over there. It's unknown to many people in Hunterdon County, so I'm glad you guys came by to chat about it. So let's start a little bit from some introductions. Mary, who are you and how are you affiliated?
I auditioned for the Playhouse in actually 1999 for the original owner, Mr. Jack O'Brien, who unfortunately has passed.
Yep.
And my study was at Boston Conservatory, so this actually was one of the first auditions after I had graduated, me landing in New York. This was one of the first auditions, and I can tell you, after that first summer show, it just became a home. I would come back. I would go into the city, live in the city, and audition, and then do a number of regional theater. I also was singing with a Boston-based opera company called Opera Unmet. And I always came back to the Playhouse to at least do one show a year. Okay. And then I met a local guy and decided to settle down here. Yeah, that always happens.
That story never changes.
So Hunterdon County all of a sudden became my home, which I love. And good. You're right. You know, it's this Miss Jewel. Yep. You know, I still meet people and they ask me what I do. And I say, oh, I'm a singer and dancer. Where are you singing? Oh, I'm about to put up the Christmas show at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. You know, I've never been there.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm here so we can put the word out.
Very good. Ken, you're a man of many hats, aren't you?
Yes.
That's right.
So give us a little intro as to who you are, and I'll go and take a walk around the block, and you can let me know when you're done.
Well, I'm not the only one. There are a lot of people who work there who wear many hats.
Right.
And it's just out of necessity for the type of work of working in a unique type of business where mm-hmm. you're combining theater and a restaurant, essentially.
Yep.
And, you know, theaters, for the most part, don't have large budgets to work with.
No.
So by necessity, when you work there, if something needs to be done, you step in and do it. And then you accumulate those jobs.
Very entrepreneurial.
Yes. So I actually started there, which it's kind of a joke there because people think I'm kidding. But I literally started there as a child because I do have a kind of a family connection, and that one of my aunts, lived across the street uh-huh. from the founder and owner.
Okay.
So she started when the company started. And I couldn't do athletics anymore because of an injury, so I kind of moved my interest over to theater, and she knew I was interested, so she used to bring me to go hang out there. And right. I would see the shows, and I'd be a little gopher and help out, and that led to a job, and I was really interested in acting, so they would put me in little small parts, and I would act, but then the lighting person left in the middle of the night. They said, we need someone to do lights. Here, you're on lights now. I had to figure out how to do that. Yeah. We had no stage manager. I had to do that. And
right.
So you just move around and to where, yeah, I was acting in a lot of the shows, and then I started writing some of the shows and directing a couple of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I do some posting of just greeting the customers,
right.
welcoming them to the show before the show, and like mm-hmm. a pre-show speech. So it's never boring now.
No.
I'm always doing something different.
And there's always a surprise, right?
Yes.
Show business always has a surprise.
Oh, yeah. Especially when it's live.
That's right.
Especially when it's live.
That's
which,
right.
is the, which is the best kind, because you're always on this high adrenaline,
mm-hmm.
and you never know. You got to react to whatever's going on.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. When sometimes things will go wrong in a live situation, and you think it's going to be a disaster because you've planned and you've rehearsed and you spent so much time getting a show ready,
right.
and something goes off the rails, and you're like, oh my God. And I'll tell you something, you're surprised about how with you the audience is,
yeah.
because they are experiencing something so unique, yeah. and so you're all as one, and it creates this excitement level that you can't plan.
But there are some where the audience has no clue.
That's
yes,
right.
That's true.
Right? And then you just smile and
that's
move
right.
on.
Well, most of them haven't read the show or
right.
they haven't been
right.
at rehearsals. They yep. don't know what we've planned for
right,
them. So.
Right, of course. Cool. It's pretty rare, Ken, that somebody in athletics also has an affinity for theater.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about? Usually those two clicks.
Yes.
There's a void about the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. It was actually my mother and the same man I referenced. They, when I was very little, they joined a community theater group.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in, they used to perform at a school that was in walking distance from our house.
Right.
So I would go there and I would take a nap before the shows, and my mother would take me to come to see her in the shows.
Nice.
And I really became enchanted by this magic. I mean, this was before kindergarten. I was very little.
Right.
And I just, it was the first time I was exposed to something like that. And the idea of all of these people pretending to create this alternate reality, I found really fascinating.
Yeah.
And there was that creative outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was all into sports. I was doing everything. And then when a doctor told me, well, you can't do this anymore, I had this moment of, well, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
How am I going to have this release? And I said, well, I'm going to go to this other interest I have. So it was in school. It was strange because then I was straddling these two cliques for a while.
Yeah.
Of the jocks, and then
yeah, and you had to compete with that. And I'm sure that you know certain cliques were forcing you in the other direction. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Very typical. I realized it because I was in athletics and also I was a professional trumpet player. So went through the same lifespan.
Yep.
But I just fortunately I was a power lifter, so everybody left me alone.
Well, it kind of worked out that we happened to move to another school district right when I made the complete switch. So it was like when I would go visit the other school, I was the jock. When I was in this other school, I was the theater nerd. They never knew the two coexisted.
Alternate identities. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Mary, when did you realize that music was something that you wanted to... It's one thing to sing. It's another thing to know you want to make it your life story. When did that click?
I think I was early high school that I knew I wanted to somehow go a little bit further with it. Although you are constantly now, especially looking back on life, you're constantly remaking that commitment. So, even after the degree, you're, okay, do I go to New York? Do I not go to New York? And, it's another step into it. And then just repeatedly putting yourself out there through the whole audition process and those sorts of things, you are constantly saying to yourself, do I want to continue with this?
Yeah.
And as it changes as you age and those sorts of things. And I have plenty of friends who didn't continue after they graduated from college and then after that, maybe stayed in it for 5 or 10 years.
Yep.
And I'm going on 20 plus years.
Congratulations. It's a tough sport.
Yeah. And now, trying to coordinate that with motherhood and family life and those sorts of things, it becomes a new challenge and a new commitment and what you're willing to give to the artistry of just performing.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I have I'm glad I have the Playhouse. It's been my friend for so many years that now at a new stage it becomes a different it's different.
Yeah.
It's a new experience really.
Comedians always have a place that they go and try out new material. Did you look at the Playhouse early on as a place for kind of experimentation and kind of a foundation so that you could launch from there to go in?
In a way, yes, because the Playhouse has a huge, wonderful stage. And that can either be something that gobbles a performer up or you learn to take command of it and use it and move about it. And the show that I have always been a part of, they're musical reviews. So we may be doing some standard, some jazz standard, some Broadway standard, something, but you only have the band, a live orchestra behind you.
Which is unheard of in this day and age.
Right, exactly, because a lot of theaters are moving to canned music. So we have these wonderful, I can't say enough about our musicians, but they are kicking butt behind you and you have to walk out there in a gown and have to sell it.
Yep.
And you either rise to that occasion or you don't. And I think there has been plenty of times over as a young performer that, you walk out there and doesn't go so well and you have tomorrow to do it again.
Right.
So yes, it's been that learning, but it's been a friend to me too, because the audience has always been so wonderful that you want to rise to it.
But it is, I think for young performers, it's a great learning experience. I always say that when performers get cast in a show there, and even if they can do a couple of shows, there's nothing like, we're there basically every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're playing to hundreds
That's
of people
right.
a day, and
yeah.
you get this experience that you can't always get.
You
in
can't.
Theaters in New York, sometimes you're playing to a handful of people on a couple days a week.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's that training. You get comfortable on the stage. But
three-month runs and stuff.
It's not like you audition there. So I just want to speak about Mahdi's talent from a production standpoint. You don't audition there, and then you're automatically in every show.
Right.
when someone extraordinary or the special gift comes, we try to hold on to them and put them in every show.
Yes, I know.
So this is a special case. It's not like everyone does every show.
So nice that you saw sunshine for a change.
Yes. So, when we find great actors and great singers, great dancers, we try to use them as much as possible because it's rare.
It's an unbelievable blessing that I can look back over the last 20 years, and it's been performing and daily performance. I got to know myself. I got to know my voice. I got to learn how to warm myself up and really know my instrument and have wonderful friendships to boot.
Right.
This is my other family. Mm. So it really, for me, has been an extraordinary life there. It's just been an extraordinary thing the setting of it is in this beautiful wooded area that you roll up on it and you're like, wow, I work here. Today I get to sing and make some
easy
people smile.
Too.
Yeah.
Life's good.
It's very accessible.
Very accessible. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Ken Schwartz, Mary Green, and they're from the Hunter Hills Playhouse. We'll be right back.
The best is yet to come.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
A simple choice. Nothing more. This or that. Either or. Merry well, social world.
Right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingShimmer.com, WHCRDB. That is Mari Green, and she is one of the performers at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse that Ken only allows out on certain sunny days.
No, I don't tell her what to do.
It is a dark place.
Dark place. Mary, getting back to your background a little bit, when somebody decides to go into music, they make somehow, some way, they believe they have to stay within a certain box as to what were you looking at, classical, jazz?
Yes, I was originally looking at classical. I had began an informal study of classical voice with a voice teacher. I grew up in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And then really just wanted to continue that so that I took care of my voice and knew how to take care of my voice and knew how to take care of the instrument and use it properly.
Right.
And then once you know how to use it properly, then you can deviate from the technique.
Yeah.
And I fortunately had a versatile voice so that I could be singing some classical music or sound a little bit more as a lyric soprano. And then I could also jazz, you know, sing jazz and musical theater. Mm-hmm. And my heart lies in, with musical theater. So I chose to go more with that path for myself. I didn't choose to go through the Met auditions and that route.
When did you realize it was musical theater? Because it didn't sound like that was the original path.
No, not necessarily. I mean, it was the original path that, in terms of me just wanting a very, very good foundation.
Okay.
In terms of technique.
Yeah.
And then knowing from getting to know your voice, how to press the reset button and always get your voice back in shape and that sort of thing. If you're singing hard, there's some shows that it's difficult singing from the respect of I might be singing several different styles during the course of one show.
Yeah.
So knowing how to rest your voice, knowing really truly how to approach a performance like that, you do have to know what you're doing. And
sure.
We plug for the Christmas show. We charge through that, and it's 50 plus shows in a very short amount of time. And you have to know how to take care of yourself. And that certainly did not come me walking out of college. Nobody can prepare you for what the learning experience of doing back-to-back-to-back shows.
Yep.
And that's been the privilege of working at the Playhouse, that it's this little, it's just this jewel that happened that I had a chance to really hone in on a craft and become an artist doing it.
And she still works at it. I mean, she's there. She comes in with the service staff in the morning. She's by herself backstage, warming up. No, because if you're doing a show every day, using the voice that much, You can easily lose that voice.
Yes.
Of course.
So
of course.
She's there, and she's always there at the show.
She's just making sure they're all happy and motivated to clean up.
Well, also, a lot of people, singers who've been trained classically, can't transfer that.
No.
She's not, because we're not only doing classical and musical theater music. With our musical reviews, we're doing R&B and rock and pop, and she segues, transitions flawlessly to any of those.
Well, that's the beauty of musical theater, and that's the beauty of what the Playhouse has to offer, is that you get such a tremendous variety.
That's right.
So you might not be tickled by a certain song, but you know right down the road another one's coming that you're going to love.
That's right.
And you
fall in love with the performers. I mean, we've had countless performers walk off this stage and walk onto a Broadway stage. So it's almost like this stage that has some magic associated with it. Mm-hmm. And you're coming and you're hearing some unique voices that, everybody's going to walk away and do extraordinary things, whether it be in the community, whether it be internationally. But it's just a sweet thing.
Yeah, yeah. So Ken, how does something like this that we just talked about and we've kind of supported in this, how did something like this show up on Route 78 in Hampton in between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and New York? And how does it survive for as long as it's been around?
Yeah, it's had a kind of a bumpy history, because there's actually two Hunterdon Hills Playhouses. There's the one that we kind of took over our company, but it actually first started in 1939.
Okay.
And it opened up across from where we are now, across Route 78. This woman opened this theater, which became a really hot stop on the old straw hat summer stock circuit.
Right.
And so this was 39, the 40s, the 50s, when Broadway was really big, golden age of Broadway, golden age of television in New York, all based in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So then that would all kind of go on hiatus in the summer, and these performers, and I'm talking about
major performers
from the golden age of entertainment.
Hildegard.
Oh, yeah, Joan Fontaine, Maureen O'Sullivan, mm-hmm. Burt Lahr. I mean, all of these names from great movies that you know, but they were also appearing on Broadway. They would all come out and do shows out here in Hunterdon County.
Wow.
So that worked for a while, and then, of course, the television industry moved to Los Angeles.
Right.
And things started drying up on that straw hat circuit. So the theater kind of fell into disrepair in, like, the late 60s. They would rent it out to schools and everything, but it wasn't really doing much as a theater as itself. So our company started in 1975, and Jack O'Brien had this idea to use this banquet room in a restaurant around the corner from him in Bridgewater. And he started doing luncheon shows one day a week. And so, of course, senior citizens at that time were looking for things to do, and it exploded. I mean, the timing was just right. The one idea he had, I think, that really helped was that he always looked for good performers, but he also put a house staff in place and always made sure the food was good so that, you know, theater subjective, entertainment subjective. So you like one thing, you won't like another. Not everyone likes everything. But he made sure that when the customers were coming, that they would have a good time regardless.
Right.
So they'd want to give it another chance. They'd come back, oh, let's try this show. So it really, within 2 years, they started from one afternoon a week and were doing 7 days a week, sold out. So, and again, they were renting out this banquet room. They were building the stage, taking it down every week. So they were looking for something to call their own. They said, all right, well, now we have the business to support this. So they found this Hunterdon Hills Playhouse out here. Again, it was abandoned by this point in the mid-'70s, late-'70s. And they bought it. While they were trying to decide what to do, it burned down. So from what I hear, the zoning laws had changed. So now this is a residential area, so they couldn't build a commercial property. But this tract of land right across Route 78, 90 acres, was available.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually more accessible than the old place. So they just built it from the ground up the way they wanted to. The old theater actually had two buildings. You had to walk from the restaurant to the theater, so they combined everything in one and really designed it so it's custom built as a dinner theater.
Which brings me to just give us a little bit of a oral layout as to what it's like to walk into that place.
Or even the driveway coming into 90 acres.
There's like a quarter mile driveway. Because, like I said, it's very accessible. It's right off exit 12 off the interstate, 78.
Yep.
And then you drive in to this oasis. You're driving about a quarter mile through the woods, and then it opens up, and there's this almost like country club atmosphere. There's a lake
That's
behind
exactly
us
right.
surrounded by woods. So it's a beautiful location. You know, the groups, that people that come from New York City that come out, it's like they just relax. You hear them take a deep breath and when they come in there. So you're like, you know, you get a little vacation,
right?
Mini vacation.
Sure.
So you walk into this really light lobby. There's skylights. There's floor-to-ceiling windows around it. So it really lets in this beautiful atmosphere when you're there. I'm thinking of the custom-built aspect of it because also in the lobby, of course, are the restrooms. And,
right.
You know, when people are going to the theater, they complain about the lines of the bathroom at intermission. Well, one of the things they learned from starting at this other place was that they wanted to get rid of those lines.
Right.
So they built a ladies' room that's larger than my apartment to make sure
it
that wouldn't
sure
happen.
Is.
I mean, it's really
There's a powder
beautiful.
Room. You can sit there and do your makeup over, and it's wonderful.
Nice.
So, I mean, it sounds like a silly thing, but that's one of the things you have to think about.
That's the thinking.
Yeah. Right. Cool. And then the theater is really this grand room with tiered sections. I mean, people can associate it more with a casino showroom.
Right.
There's different levels going up, but you're at tables. You're at individual tables instead of rows of seats across. So it's very spacious. There's a good view from everywhere.
And
wheelchair accessible.
Which makes it wonderful. I mean, everything's ramped, so it's, you know, everybody can sit at a table.
And again, in the dining room slash theater, there are also floor to ceiling windows there. It's really a nice atmosphere, and that it all gets dark, you know, before the show starts.
Sure.
The reason I point out private tables is because a lot of people, especially in the area, once they find out about us, they assume we're only there during the day, and that only retirees by bus come to see us, and that's not true. We have a whole slate of weekend programming, and that's why I mentioned private tables, because we have a lot of people, young people out on dates come, young families, young couples getting away from the kids for a night out. You know, we have diverse programming that appeals to all ages, so it's you know, by necessity, we're here during the day because we have all of this demand from these bus groups during the day. But we're getting more and more people coming individually driving on their own, and we accommodate that.
It really, the Playhouse, from beginning to end of a day where you're coming to see a show, it's a performance in and of itself. Kenny and another woman, Lori McCarthy, greet the buses. They get on the buses. They tell them how the day's going to go. They enter the Playhouse. They're greeted by hostesses who help them get seated. And for, an hour and a half, they can seat and then feed nearly 500 people before the show starts, and then have everything cleared away, and then the show starts. That process alone is incredible.
Because
it's this team atmosphere, and that was the other thing that I always loved, that you gravitated to this family because you had to be a team, and you saw that the team atmosphere was just even out on the floor, the servers
they
and everything.
Care.
And it
is, again, another misconception, because people think of dinner theater, they think of buffet, which is table service.
That's right.
Although, you know, we not only make everything there, nothing is brought in, and we have our own kitchen, and we have our own bakery, which also helped put that on the map.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and so all the breads at the tables are made right there.
I don't know how you stay thin, Mary.
It's a perk.
Now, so it is table service, but because we have this extraordinary bakery and bakery staff, there's a whole room that is all homemade desserts, and that's a buffet, because that's fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. What type of shows? Now, it's mostly musicals, right?
A good percentage is musicals.
Mostly musicals.
But we're in rehearsals now. We're getting ready to open our fall show, which is a great comedy by Neil Simon, the best comedy writer ever.
Yeah.
And we're doing one of his best shows, Come Blow Your Horn.
Okay.
In fact, when I leave here, I'm going back to the rehearsal studio to continue working on
that show.
So you let yourself out today.
Yes.
Congratulations. And these shows last how long in terms of a run?
We used to have a set schedule, but we don't do that anymore. So they can run from 3 months, 2 months, to where now we're bringing in special limited engagement productions that come in. We have Come Blow Your Horn is going through mid-October, and then we're going to follow that with Beatlemania.
Oh, cool.
I'll be there for a few days. We have a great Johnny Cash show. This is the best guy who does a tribute to Johnny Cash in the country, literally. It's a show called Train of Love. So with the Beatles show and the Johnny Cash show, it's not just a concert. They're really taking you on this journey of the history of those performers. And then that takes us to the end of October, and then, it's right around the corner.
Around the corner.
November 1st, we open
our
Christmas Spectacular.
It's a
great musical where we decorate the whole place. We have like an 18-foot tree in the lobby that goes up to the skylight. It's a great time of year, and then, you know, Monty's going to be one of the featured performers in that show, and it really puts everyone in that holiday spirit.
Holiday mood.
Yep.
That's awesome. You have afternoons where a lot of the senior citizens are. I've heard folks coming from Connecticut. That's amazing.
Connecticut, Long Island.
That's amazing.
York, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Maryland.
It's Hunterdon County.
Anywhere you can get to in a day trip.
That's amazing. And so you have that mostly in the afternoon. Are there also ability for other folks in addition to those buses to watch those?
I mean, people kind of get hung up on the buses because they're so big, so you notice them. But every day, along with the bus groups, you'll see our parking lot is filled with cars. So people are just coming on their own for a nice
very cool
outing.
And then you said, as always, that in the evening, I can go. And it's the tables are Mostly, what, 8-seat tables?
No, they're various sizes.
Various sizes.
So you actually, the house actually changes really daily. Because the house count can fluctuate. So
if you want to have a romantic dinner with your spouse or your wife,
it'll be a table for two.
Table for two.
So you don't have to worry about sitting with folks you don't even know about.
Nope.
Yeah. There you go. What type of food?
It's, like I said, it's all prepared there.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually about 5 entrees. We'll have a beef entree, a chicken entree, seafood entree.
So that you decide that at time? Or
at the time, just like a restaurant. You'll go there, and then there'll be a menu in your programs, right. And you'll pick what you want and place your order. We have a big cocktail bar, too, so they'll take your drink orders.
Yep.
And I mentioned the desserts, of
desserts
course.
Well, that's in the other room, right?
Yes, that's a whole room.
So you've got to get a wheel over there, and then wheel you back.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's brutal. And then all the lift from... Oh. God.
Yeah, it's such a variety.
And then you guys have the you still sell the breads and the cakes on the way out?
And again, that was...
These cheese strudels are incredible.
That literally was by popular demand. People were coming and said, well, we want to buy this stuff, so we had to start selling it.
It's wonderful.
Oh, my. That's awesome. That's great. So we went through some of the... give us some insight into the breadth of your... the shows, and then, Ken, a little bit about the prep that has to go into this. These things just don't snap your fingers and voila, they're on. So give us a little bit about what it takes to put on a show like this.
All right. So, like I said, we're in the midst of rehearsal now. So I'll give you this example for Come Blow Your Horn, which is a relatively simple show compared to a lot of the shows we do there because it takes place on one set.
Yep.
It's a cast of 6, and the script's already written. But I started working on that back in May, trying to find the cast, putting casting notices out. We went to New York City. I went a few times to New York. Had to keep finding different people, looking at different people, narrowing it down, doing the casting. We were working already on the set, designing the set, what the decor was going to be like. Starting to get costumes, props. So this has been going on for months and months and months.
Wow.
And it's, and like I said, we've been in rehearsals now for a couple of weeks. We don't open until for another couple of weeks, September 12th. But it's
but
going
meanwhile,
to be...
you're doing other stuff.
Yes.
Right? So it's like he's doing that in the morning, and then you got to run the lights in the afternoon, right?
Right. Well, yeah, we had our summer musical review running all during that time. Actually, our spring comedy too when we started, and then all of, like I said, that we interject these special events coming in, these tribute shows and different concerts that come in from the outside, so I organize that as well. And so it's a lot happening. I mean, we're already working on the Christmas show this is going on too, so
we'll get to the tail end of the Neil Simon show, and we'll be in rehearsals for the Christmas show, so everything is
and then we have like these other shows that I have to make accommodations for coming in between there.
Yep.
Sweet. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Mary Green, and we're talking to Ken Schwartz, Hunter Hills Playhouse. We'll learn all about that and more in just a little bit. Hang on.
A simple choice, nothing more. This or that, either or. Merry well, social world, businessman, clever. Girl, or pin my future on a green glass of love. What kind of a life am I dreaming of? I say, gimme, 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 gimme. That thing called love. I want it.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunter and County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunter and Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. This is Good Morning Hunterdon, and we're listening to That's the Music of the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, which I brought up, and I'm gonna do it again. It's so rare nowadays to have live musicians backing up the singers. Most of the time it's canned music that you guys rent or buy, and it's different, isn't it, Mary, to have, I'm sorry, threw you a curveball there.
That's okay.
It is different.
It's different to have those types of folks behind you, because it's one thing to work together with them as opposed to always dealing with the fact that the tape never changes.
That's right. And you, again, you're... It's live theater, so anything can go wrong. So it's
but it
easier.
Also really goes right,
well,
too.
Well, no, not with the musicians, but I'm saying, like, if something happens costume-wise, you can get a signal to the music director to vamp for a couple bars versus, nothing can go wrong with a track.
Yeah.
Once the music starts, it's going.
Yep.
But there is something truly wonderful about having live performers who, because that everybody is in this same physical effort of entertainment, and you can't, it's unmistakable. There's an energy that comes from the stage that's just unmistakable.
Right. Yeah, right. From an audience standpoint, too, is this extra vibrancy that you get with live music.
That is intangible. Mm-hmm. You know you feel it, but you cannot explain it.
Right.
And it's so funny. Everybody in the room knows it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's so cool.
Yep.
I'm going to give you one last question, and I'm going to let you get set up for your exit. But if you had to sing one more song again, and it was the last one, what is it?
I don't know what that would be. If I had to sing one more song again, I guess A Holy Night. I love that song.
All right.
I don't know. I've never been asked that question,
well,
Chris.
That's why we need another hour.
A lot of choices.
There's a lot of choices. I like a lot of different music. And
yes, I've noticed that already. I see all the cool things you got on your phone here. Ken, there's so many things that the Playhouse offers to people that we were talking about off air, but I want to make sure that people understand it.
One is that the Playhouse is also open for other opportunities other than joining it for the dinner theater.
Yes.
So what are those things?
Well, and we had touched upon the unique setting and the beautiful atmosphere that we have there.
Right.
So that the setup of it really lends itself very easily and really nicely to banquets, weddings, mm-hmm. fundraisers, dinner dances, all kinds of events that we have there. Other than the theater, we don't always have shows every night of the week, so that leaves it open to local businesses and organizations, and, right. and like I said, couples who are getting married. We have a lot of events that were because of the layout of the facility, we're able to be very flexible.
Yep.
And a wonderful outdoor mm-hmm. platform.
Yeah, I was going
to
bring that up.
USA Radio News.
As lawmakers return to Washington after a long Thanksgiving holiday, members of the House and Senate on the GOP side met with President Trump today at the White House to discuss a new budget bill that has to be passed by December 7th or the government would shut down. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still a lot of work to be done on a bill.
We're trying to get the president the money he would like for the wall. That's part of the year-end funding discussion, which is ongoing. That's one of the many things we've got to wrap up here at the end of the year.
On this Giving Tuesday, First Lady Melania Trump and Second Lady Karen Pence are visiting Red Cross headquarters to assemble comfort kits for military families.
These comfort kits are one small way that we can say thank you.
Stocks were higher on Wall Street today as the Dow gained 108 points to close at 24,749. The NASDAQ was up 1 point and S&P gained 9. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
NATO released a statement that says three American service members were killed in a roadside bomb attack in Afghanistan on Tuesday. You can soon enjoy a Caesar salad again as a romaine lettuce warning is lifted. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
You'll remember just before Thanksgiving, the FDA was urging restaurants, grocers, and consumers to throw out all their romaine lettuce because of an E. coli outbreak, but they hadn't determined the source. The outbreak did sicken more than 40 people in 12 states. Well, the FDA now says the most likely source of the contamination was from lettuce grown in California's Central Coast region. It says the romaine growing season there is now over, so it's shifting south to California's Imperial Valley, Arizona, and Florida. The FDA says romaine producers and distributors are now going to include product labeling and dating to assure consumers that the lettuce they're buying is not associated with that outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver
bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon